Hey friends, this is Penny at WJLY with the Lamplighter, and you're probably wondering, you don't hear my voice on the Lamplighter, you hear me on Joy Boost, but Dick has gotten pretty brave and has given me the privilege of doing some beautiful interviews with some wonderful people. And so we're just thrilled that you're here and you're joining us today. And I have a super special friend that's here today. I'm just really getting to know this lady, and she's a rock star. I'm not kidding. She's awesome. And her name is Deb Jayarathna, and she has a wonderful husband, two small children. Deb, what are their ages?
Matthew is 6 and Abigail's 3.
And she is from Hillsboro, correct?
Currently, yes.
Currently, okay. Right now you're living in Hillsboro. And I got to know Deb because I'm a teacher at Faith Bible Christian Academy, and a year, or was it 2 years ago? I'm losing track. Going by so fast.
I think a year ago.
And Deb had a student in preschool, and she was a teacher's aide for the preschool. So I kind of got to see her several times a week passing by in the hallway. I'm upstairs in the classroom. She's downstairs. But I didn't know her story. I didn't know her story until last year. So, Deb, I'm kind of going to give you the mic and just share with the listeners what's been happening the last year, or has it been over a year?
It's just a little over a year.
Okay. Can you tell us what's going on with your life?
Okay. So, last year, May 8th, I was diagnosed with an aggressive, rare type of cancer, a breast cancer. And obviously, it was a shock. There's no history in my family. You know, you go through the whole thing of like, that happens to other people, but it's not going to happen to me. You know, you hear it 1,000 times, but when it does happen, there's nothing really that can quite prepare you, I don't think, for that moment.
I would agree with that, for sure.
So, yes, our world was rocked. It was going to take 2 years to finish treatments of this particular kind of cancer. And then I'll just do a quick synopsis of the story. So we did 6 months of chemo, we did surgery, radical surgery, and then literally a few days after the surgery, these strange purple spots showed up, and I didn't think much of it. I was trying to just get through the surgery, recovery, and finally, my doctor, when I did get back with my oncologist, she's like, we need to get this biopsied. So when they biopsied it, they found out that it was leukemia, which again threw us for a major loop. And not a lot of time to process it. She called me on a Thursday. Friday, the leukemia doctor called me and she's like, yes, we're going to check you into the hospital. Prepare to be there for 35 days.
And that's a long time to think about being in the hospital these days.
A very long time. And away from the kids. I immediately thought, how am I going to prepare my children for this? They've never been away from me that long. And it was a Friday. It was supposed to be Monday, but we actually ended up going in Tuesday. So very, very short amount of time to process that or even get prepared, I felt like, and then bam, right into treatments. So basically what they do is they kill all the bone marrow. They treat the bone marrow, which means all your blood counts come down. You're not producing enough. You have to get blood transfusions, platelet transfusions, and you have to stay in the hospital because you could just catch anything.
Right.
That's why they keep you there.
Right.
So a sailor could only be my visitor, just one visitor for that whole time. That was probably one of the toughest phases of this whole thing, was, and that was just in March. That was the month of March. And then we got out of there by a miracle. And so I had a week break. And then they wanted to bring me back in so that they could do some treatments so that we could do a bone marrow transplant. But before they could do that, they had to do scans. And in the scans, they found that the breast cancer had come back because we weren't even able to treat it. I was supposed to have radiation. I was supposed to have all this other stuff. We couldn't treat it because of the leukemia. So it came back, you know, stage 4 breast cancer, which basically eliminated them being able to treat the leukemia. So it's a catch-22 type thing. They are trying to, you know, contain what is there, but medically speaking, it's a pretty, you know, they're just trying to buy me some time, so to speak. So, but let me backtrack and tell you what God did, because it sounds pretty bad right now. But so in the beginning, you know, when you do breast cancer, you like, they have a sonogram, then you have a mammogram, then you do a biopsy. So you kind of have time to get the idea in your head that, okay, there might be something serious going on.
Although they do rush you through that super fast, though. I mean, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
You're right. You do have a little time to adjust.
To kind of think. But it's still a shock. It's still, I mean, and I was a healthy person. I've never been, you know, never been to the hospital for anything. Wasn't on any kind of medication. You know, I was healthy up until that point. When they called me that morning, it was like 9 o'clock in the morning. I got the news. And I can just say the thing that rose up inside me is, Jesus, I still want to praise you. You know, I don't know. There was something just, no matter what, I'm going to believe in you. Because I was thinking about it today. The goodness of God has been my biggest weapon. Continuing to believe in his goodness has been a shelter to me. And it just puts me right up like a chick under his wing, you know. And so in that moment, just heaven filled my heart. I just felt like such love, such grace, you know, peace, in the sense that, yes, your brain is still freaking out. You're still like in shock. But
people don't understand that type of peace either unless you really have a relationship with Christ. You're right. Everything can be, bombs can be going off all around you. And when you're being diagnosed and going through with everything that you've gone through, that's kind of what it's what it feels like.
Yes.
But then there's that underlying, wait a minute, how can I be calm? How can I be really okay? One of the reasons I'm so enamored with you is because I've watched your updates on Facebook, mm-hmm. and they're beautiful. You give the news, and sometimes it's not been the best news, and sometimes it's really good news. You know, we've seen God work, but no matter what, your attitude is positive and reassuring and always giving God the glory. Mm-hmm. So that's when I started watching that. I'm like, wow, people need to hear her. They need to have those words coming from you just because you're going through it. You're right in the trenches right now.
Yeah.
So go ahead with your story.
So, yeah, that first year, it was, you know, it's terrible. Chemo, I hate chemo, I hate cancer. There's nothing good about it, you know. But in that first year, it was such a sweetness with God. His presence was so real. It was so tangible. I mean, if something came up, he answered so quick. It was so clear to hear his voice. It was just his grace. That's all I can say, is there was such a wonderful cloud of grace on us during that time. It was just, I can truly say it was a beautiful, it was the worst and the best.
The worst of times, the best of times.
All in one.
Unless you've been through what you've gone through, people don't understand that. Like, how can she be okay with that?
Right.
But you are, because you keep using the word grace, and that is the truth. That's exactly.
Yes. God's grace is real, and it's not something just fairy tales, but I've lived through it, so I can tell you. When you get there, his grace really is sufficient. And one thing that I've learned, there's not grace for tomorrow, there's grace for today.
Great point, that's right.
And so I want to stay in today because I know that's where I'm going to find grace to make it through today. And if I think about all the what-ifs or things that could go wrong, it steals, it robs my grace, it robs my peace. So for me, yeah, staying in today and trusting in the goodness of God. You know, he's been faithful. I've seen his faithfulness. And one point that kind of sticks out during that is it was right before I started chemo. And you're reading all these papers and all these horrible side effects, how many ways you can die, you know, basically.
As long as you're on.
Yes, right. So me and my husband were just crying and praying. And I just, like Hezekiah in the Bible, he got this letter from his enemies that were going to say, we're going to wipe you out. And he took it to the Lord. He said, Lord, this is what they're saying about you. And God basically says, don't worry about it. I'm going to fight your battle for you.
And I'm going to stop you right there, Deb, because we're going to go into a two-parter with this. So, listeners, I'm talking with Deb Jayarathna and her beautiful story, a hard journey that she's on with breast cancer. This was part one. Join us tomorrow for part two. You don't want to miss it.